This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ken Carman is the host of the Ken Carman Show on 92.3 FM, The Fan in Cleveland. He joins us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Ken, thanks. Appreciate you making time, especially after you just got done with your show. So let's just start with, will Myles Garrett get traded, yes or no?
I think he'll end up getting traded. I think that they should wait and see what they can do in either free agency or a trade as far as a quarterback's concerned, even though that market's probably not going to be very good. See if they can make one more effort to try to keep him. But ultimately, I don't think it's going to be enough to satisfy what he wants out of a winner. And I think that they'll probably end up moving on from him, getting a couple of first-round picks and looking forward to 2026, even if that'll probably create some waves as we get ready for training camp next year, and also probably make it a lame duck situation for Andrew Berry.
You know, I said this earlier, you know, Cleveland and Washington are very similar in that you've had, you know, franchises with incredibly passionate fan bases, but have been incredibly poorly owned over a long period of time. And it's been, you know, it's been destructive. It's been hurtful, the whole thing. I remember when Trent Williams was wanting out, and I think a lot of our fans said, we get it. We understand. Why would you want to stay here? Is that the feeling in Cleveland about Myles Garrett?
I think it was last Monday. I think a lot of people agreed with him. Then he went and he did Radio Row. But before he did Radio Row, he mentioned LeBron. But technically, he was on Radio Row with Rich Eisen. That was a set, though. But you know, Rich Eisen had mentioned LeBron. And LeBron is beloved by most people in this area and by most of the Cleveland fan base, because most people who are Browns fans are also fans of the Cavs and Guardians. But the people who don't like LeBron, and even the people who really do like LeBron, they don't want to mess up with the other sports. And so when they heard that name, they think he's messing with other sports, and then they got mad at Myles.
What was the context?
He's represented by Clutch Sports, and that's okay. LeBron is a partner in Clutch Sports.
Rich Paul.
And he had mentioned that it was weird. He was asked who he talked to, and he said his family, and then he mentioned he sought the advice of, as he said, a guy from Akron, and Rich Eisen said LeBron, and he agreed with him. Technically, Myles didn't even say LeBron, and people here got very angry, and then it started to switch. There were still some people who were definitely on his side, but it slid more towards 50-50, and then he did the media rounds at Radio Row. They played we played the Eagles audio of the, not the Eagles, but the WIP audio, a couple of the other ones. And he's kind of openly talking about playing for other teams, including the Commanders. And I think that it's kind of rubbed people the wrong way. Because he keeps mentioning he loves the fans. And so it's like, well, you keep mentioning you love us, but you also want to leave us. Because when you mention LeBron, it was the major mistake he made last week. LeBron isn't just like, when people think of him, they don't think of a guy just leaving the team. They think of a guy leaving the city and think of a guy leaving the region. And so that changed a lot of people's emotions towards Miles. It might not be truly explainable, but that's what happened with a lot of folks.
Who's on the Mount Rushmore of Cleveland all-time athletes? LeBron, and who are the other three?
LeBron, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
I'd say LeBron, Jim Brown, Jesse Owens, and Bob Feller.
Okay. By the way, yeah. Am I right that Bernie Kosar is still to this day a beloved Cleveland Brown and figure in Cleveland sports history?
Bernie pays for no dinners. Bernie doesn't drink, but if he did, he'd pay for no drinks. He pays for no waters. People love Bernie Kosar. I love Bernie Kosar. I mean, everybody loves Bernie here. Yeah.
You know what? I've always been from afar a massive fan of Bernie Kosar. Just loved some of those Cleveland teams. And, you know, twice to Denver, they would have been playing Washington in one of those games in the Super Bowl had they gotten there. All right, back to Myles Garrett with Ken Carman from the Ken Carman Show in Cleveland, at Ken Carman, C-A-R-M-A-N, show on X on Twitter. So from your standpoint in watching the player every single play, every single game, mm-hmm. where has he ranked in terms of the best defensive players in the game during the last several years?
He's up there in the top three over his career. He's gotten better as time has gone on. I think the problem that we've had is we were so starved for a star, for a truly dominant player, that when they got him, I think a lot of fans expected him to be Lawrence Taylor on every play. Because we only see the highlights of Lawrence Taylor. We don't remember what Lawrence Taylor was like. And Lawrence Taylor was a dominant player, obviously, one of the greatest to ever play the game. But obviously there was a lot of other things that came with Lawrence Taylor as well. And there were days where he just wasn't existent on the Giants' defense. But you always had to account for him. With Miles, he obviously doesn't have the same problems that Lawrence Taylor had in his career. But I think that people expected him to just win games on defense. And it's very hard to do. So other than the last couple of years, like I remember going back and forth with other hosts on other shows about whether or not Miles loved football, whether or not Miles was truly elite, those type of things, which I do believe he loves football. And obviously I believe he is elite. I believed it then. But there was some angst because he's not the type of movie character that loves football the way that other people do. I think he loves the game, but he certainly has other interests. And I think that's hard for some fans to accept, and it's been hard for some fans and some media to accept over his 8 years here in Cleveland.
Well, so you got to my next question. Just maybe expand on that a little bit. What's he been like to deal with? What kind of person is he? Is he a culture guy? Washington's completely remade their culture in the last year after a quarter century of having the worst culture in the NFL. Would he be a good fit for any locker room?
I think he's a good personality. I don't think he rubs anybody the wrong way. I think if you're looking for him to be the heart and soul of a locker room, I got to admit, I think you're looking in the wrong direction. He's not a vocal guy as far as that. He's become a little bit more vocal, and I think that's because he started to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, in 3 years, he might be done. And that's a short amount of time. That goes by in the blink of an eye. So I think he started to be a little bit more aware of his football mortality. And so he's been a little bit louder here recently, but he's not that type of guy. He's not Ray Lewis or Brian Dawkins or any one of those guys. But what he is a stunning specimen, a incredible player. If he has help like he did with 1 year with Olivier Vernon and like he had with Jadeveon Clowney the first year before things got really bad with Jadeveon, and even these last couple of years with Obo Okoronkwo and Za'Darius Smith, I mean, he's just, he's at times unstoppable. And it's made it easier for him. If he's the only person you have on your defense, and if he were in Washington, he certainly wouldn't be. But if he's the only person that you have on your defense, yeah, they'll double and triple team him and circle him and not let 95 beat him, and he'll get really frustrated. But you don't have that problem in Washington, so he would be a very effective football player for you, and you wouldn't need him to be your locker room leader. So I really can't see the downside for the Commanders if they were to able to execute a move to bring in Miles. But your problem is you're probably going to have to be very patient because Andrew Berry is already known as the guy who traded for Deshaun Watson. I don't think he wants to be known as the guy who traded for Deshaun and then traded away Miles Garrett.
Yeah, so when you guys talk about this there, what are your preferences in terms of where he gets dealt? Washington is an they're very unfamiliar with their draft position at 29. It hasn't been that in 30 something years unless they traded back. So where do you think the best overall possibility is for the Browns?
Excuse me. I think people needed to be a little bit more realistic about it. I think people are fine with trading him, but there's a lot of people go, well, I want to trade him to a team that's not good so we get the best draft pick. And I go, you're not going to get the best draft picks. Only contenders are going to give you the amount of picks that you want. I think that it starts with, as of right now, I think it starts with two ones. And then we move into probably a second-round pick or a day two pick, things like that. And maybe even a player, but it doesn't really matter because, I mean, if you trade Miles Garrett away, you don't care about dead cap anymore and you don't care about winning for the year. But I think that people need to be a little bit more realistic on our end. Carolina, people, we'll ship him to Carolina. People look at Carolina like a Siberia, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. And my answer to it is, well, if you were building with the Panthers, would you give up two first-round picks for a 29-year-old defensive end? Well, you wouldn't. So the only teams that are going to do that are teams that are truly competitors or teams lying to themselves, and I'll take one of the teams lying to themselves. So you would be in that mix. So I would have to ask for more because they're supposed to be back-end first-round picks. So I have to ask for more day two picks and some day three and a day three pick, whatever. I got to put it all together because I'm going to eat a lot of dead cap space. And it's going to make it harder for me to field a team that's any bit competitive. Again, I'm probably going to end my own time in Cleveland as the general manager. So you are going to pay a premium to get him for me to answer to you. If I'm Andrew Berry, you're going to pay that premium because I'm going to deal with all that. The only thing you got to deal with is reworking a contract for him because he's making about $19 million, I think it is, this year. And he's the best in the business at what he does. And, I mean, there's guys making $30 million. So he's probably going to want to trade, and then he's going to want to deal with whoever. I don't think you should do a Hassan Reddick and put anything out there before you actually have him signed. But sign him to a new deal and then trade for him.
Ken, do I have this right? Like, he can't dictate where he wants to go, right? He doesn't have a no-trade clause.
No, he doesn't.
Browns could trade him conceivably to anywhere, even though what he's asking for is a trade to a contender.
Yeah, they could trade him anywhere. But I the only thing I think it is that I think only contenders are going to be giving up what they would even conceive to be okay is in a return.
Yeah.
Because, again, if I'm Jacksonville, Tennessee, like put Tennessee, they're picking number one. They're far away. They're not giving you two first-round picks for a 29-year-old defensive end that they got paid $30 million to. They're not ready for that. But Washington, you guys were in the NFC Championship game last year. You would be. Depending on how your cap, your cap numbers work, and some of that stuff I think is fake anyway, so it doesn't matter. Philadelphia, they're right there in the mix. I do think Jerry Jones is a wild card. I think he's kind of nuts down there and wants to make a splash, especially since everybody hates the basketball team. I think he'd like to get some more people on his side right now. So you got, and the Giants aren't a team that's in that mix. So you got two other teams in that division. That's a good division that I think would be possible fits for him. Now, you're the team I take seriously there. Philadelphia is clearly a team I take seriously. I mean, Dallas, again, is Dallas. But I think that those teams, I think San Francisco would be in the mix. I think the Cardinals are a team to watch out for. I think that they think they're closer than what a lot of people think they are.
Detroit you didn't mention.
Well, the problem I think with Detroit.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think they're getting ready to pay Aiden Hutchinson a lot of money. Now, Jared Goff makes decent money. Are they able to really swing it? Is that an investment they want to make? It might be. Plus, this is the issue here, is John Dorsey, who used to be the general manager, is in Detroit as like a – he's in that front office. I don't think he's like a consultant or special assistant or something. He's part of Brad Holmes' front office. So that might be a non-starter for those two teams there.
Talking to Ken Carman in Cleveland. What are you guys going to do at quarterback?
I don't know. What do you want to do at quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to go down as, right, the worst trade and the worst contract in NFL history as of today.
Yeah. So I'm thinking there's a lot of different possibilities, and none of them are really exciting, Kevin. I mean, it's all – It was a bad trade. I did not want to make the trade. Thank God I'm on the right side of history there. I did not want them to trade for Watson. I didn't think the Baker was going to work out here, so I'm not fully, you know, Teflon on that. But I didn't want him to trade for Deshaun. I thought it would be a real big problem. I didn't know what he was going to be suspended for. I didn't want him to make a trade for a guy that we didn't know how long he was going to be suspended for. That said, I mean, right, it's obviously been terrible. So, like, I threw out an option today, and this is how desperate it's become, where Kelly Stafford has her podcast. That's Matthew Stafford's wife.
Right.
And she had expressed her displeasure with Cooper Kupp, the team moving on from Cooper Kupp. And I said, guys, desperate times call for desperate measures. He would probably sooner retire than come to Cleveland, but you got to make that call. And everybody, this is a pipe dream. I go, yeah, we are in pipe dream land, because that's the only scenario that's anywhere near realistic, and it's not, but that's anywhere close to satisfying Myles Garrett to want to stay. Because if you don't do that, your general manager is going to have a lame duck year and get let go. He doesn't want to get let go. So we're general managers, and as fans, we don't get fired, and we don't answer for our mistakes. He's got to answer for his mistakes. And so you're market right now, in realistic terms, Matt Stafford is a pipe dream. Very, very, very little chance that would happen. Kirk Cousins, maybe Sam Darnold. I think that they'd like to hold on to other players and hand that team over to J.J. McCarthy and use his money for other things that he can make. maybe Sam Darnold. And then we're getting to, like, we're getting to Daniel Jones. And I don't
bring
want
back
Daniel
Joe
Jones.
Flacco. He got you into the postseason.
Yeah, honestly, hey, I'd rather bring back Joe. I'd rather play with 10 than play with Daniel Jones. I'm sorry, I don't see it. I mean, you were in that. You guys were in that division. I'm sure you guys didn't think that Daniel Jones was a serious threat to you. I don't see it. But that's
funny.
Where, and then go ahead.
Yeah, you kind of doing a mea culpa on Baker Mayfield. I loved Deshaun Watson. Now, not after all of the, you know, happy ending allegations started coming out. Then it was like a completely different story. And this organization, given the state that it was in, would never have gotten away with trading for Deshaun Watson because of those allegations. But before that, I thought Deshaun Watson was a really good quarterback. And when it became surprising, remember, that he was available, of course, Houston knew what was going on, you know, in his personal life. We didn't know. But yeah, and then on Daniel Jones, I always felt like there was something to Daniel Jones and that he had, which is true, he literally had nothing around him and was switching coordinators, no O-linemen, no playmakers. I always felt that Daniel Jones was a little bit better. And then last year, he had no confidence. He had just lost all confidence. But yeah, whatever. We get some of them wrong.
We had Brian Daboll here as an offensive coordinator for Colt McCoy. And Colt McCoy's dad was a very loud individual about how much he did not like Brian Daboll and how rough Brian Daboll was. And Brian was probably 34 at the time. He was a young man.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe he grew up and like, man, he's still rough on these QBs. He's still tough. And I don't know if Daniel Jones is that guy. So, hey, you know, I hope I'm wrong if they picked up Daniel Jones, but I'm like, man, he can fill out our running back room. I don't think that he's a really good quarterback. So
if you don't a quarterback, you're not even mentioning Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
I haven't gotten to that. Yeah. I mean, because that was probably going to be a long answer. Thank you for cutting. You had to cut me off because I was going to talk for days about that type of stuff. Seriously, Shedeur, I defend Shedeur here. A lot of people are like, well, we already have a circus. We don't want another. First off, I'd much rather have Shedeur Sanders' circus any day of the week. I'd like to be the ringleader of that circus compared to the circus we've dealt with over the last 3 years at the quarterback position.
Sure.
So if I'm choosing circuses, I'll take that circus. The other part of it is he has dealt with, I think for a lot of people, crushing pressure. Who his father is, media, fans openly rooting against him. We like to act like we root for kids as analysts. There's people definitely pulling against Shedeur Sanders because of his dad. And I go, if there's anybody who's mentally ready for the pressure of being in the NFL in this class, I think it's Shedeur. That said, he holds on to the ball a long time. He didn't have a very good offensive line. Holds on to the ball a long time. So that makes you wonder about his processing. That makes you wonder about his reads.
Yeah, no doubt.
But he did make Jimmy Horn better. Travis Hunter's already outstanding. So you got your good with your bad. I think a lot of people, they want to go low risk, high reward in this draft. And because they have time, I think they're perfectly fine with winning 4 games this coming year and taking a swing at one of the 2026 draft quarterbacks or taking a guy like Jackson Dart and starting him 7 games into the year, which it's the Browns, so that means he'll start by the end of September, and seeing whether or not he's got it, whether or not Will Howard's got it, maybe out of day 3 or day 2. But he'll be the type of guy that probably shoots right up the draft board because it's a weak quarterback class, and he's a good leader, and he's a tough kid, and he can make adjustments at the line, and he's going to impress a lot of coaches. I wouldn't be surprised if he shot right up the board.
I mean, we are dismissing, and I'm just making sure that it is, you know, accurate to do so, Deshaun Watson in 2025, correct?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I think that they were already planning for competition. Then he got hurt, and the guy was crying as he got carted off the field. He's not crying over the pain. That's deep. That's deep stuff. And I'm not trying to ask anybody to feel bad. I'm explaining the situation. I mean, the guy's crying, and then you look at the career and you go, without the suspension, ACL injury, out for the year, Shoulder injury, out for the year. Achilles injury, out for the year. Three significant injuries. Then you add in an 11-game suspension. Then you add in sitting out for a year.
And then don't you also add in a guy that almost looked disinterested when he was playing?
Yeah. I think that he may have tried to talk himself into it, and I don't think he has it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think he tried to talk himself into it, and it became, so if you're football, I mean, the NFL weeds everybody out, man. You got to love the game. There's very few guys that do anything without loving it. Even Darrell Revis loves football, and he loves money more, but he loves football. But you got to love it. And it separates everybody very quickly. The Browns have drafted so many guys who love what football gives them, not football. And they have been exposed dreadfully quickly. And I think that he has started to look at it, and it's hard not to, going, you know what, I got my money no matter what. And then we started hearing the stories about how Bill O'Brien had to, like, send in the offense and signaling offense like it was college.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where was that? Everybody was saying Bill O'Brien was the idiot in Houston. What are we doing here? And so it feels like, yeah, you were sold a bill of goods. So, you know, it's a tough spot. And
I think Stefanski reunites with one of his favorites, Cousins, especially if Kirk isn't, if he was legitimately injured, which I think he was in Atlanta this year. I think that makes the most sense. And you get, you know, you get solid quarterback play and a solid leader culture-wise for a year and draft somebody. I don't know. You guys know more than I.
Because what that'll do, that'll win enough regular season games to keep everybody employed. Because, I mean, if you're keeping everybody for three wins, aren't you keeping everybody for nine? If they were able to win eight or nine?
Yeah.
You would expect so. Go ahead.
Last one, back to Myles Garrett. So percent chance he gets traded, and then to whom when all is said and done?
I want to say 60-65%. I like San Francisco as a possibility.
Okay.
I like San Francisco because
he and Bosa together.
Yeah, because I think that Washington's up there. Washington might be number two because you got a quarterback and a rookie deal. This is where, I mean, they know their window is rapidly closing. I mean, Christian McCaffrey can't even walk at times. Debo Samuel signed a contract that immediately got hurt. They're up against it right now. Their window is closing with this group, and I think that they would offer – I think that they believe in their development, so they're like, yeah, we'll give up two first-round picks. We'll develop the other guys. Brock Purdy's going to take a contract somewhere in the neighborhood of $160 to $180 million. That means that they can afford Miles. We'll get some worked out. That's the way I think this. So I would probably put San Francisco and Washington 1-2.
Ken, thanks. Really good conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, my friend. Anytime.
Yep. Ken Carman from the Ken Carman Show in Cleveland. 60-65% Garrett gets traded. He's got San Francisco 1 and Washington 2. Let's go out to Kansas City when we come back, and we'll talk to my friend Steve Inspector and get the reaction to them getting the kicked out of them on Sunday night. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.